Steve Patterson, a good day for you with the ball today. 3 wickets in the first innings for 17 runs and then a wicket right at the death.
Yeah, very pleasing. Obviously, we've had a good day as a team, really, to get up to kind of 450 area, which we haven't really managed yet this year. So it's a great first innings platform. And then to obviously ball them out for just over 100 was exceptional.
When you get 450-ish in the first innings there, it's still not job done, is it? You still need to run in, put it in the right areas, and all of the bowlers did that.
Yeah, definitely. It's obviously been a good pitch, and we showed that in the way we batted, but we knew there was enough in it if we bowled well. And I think as a unit, that's probably the best I've seen us bowl all year. We didn't really give them much to score off, and we bowled pretty tight.
Nice ground for you this as well. I remember you walking off here with a five for a couple of years back, and you know, those memories kind of spring back when you come in to run again.
Yeah, definitely. I love playing here, and the crowd are very supportive, and it's a lovely atmosphere, and I've obviously had a little bit of success, so it has good memories for me, and hopefully I'll have some more good memories in the next couple of days.
And that third wicket in the first innings there was your 100th in first class cricket. It's quite a milestone.
Yeah, it's a nice little milestone to get to. I did, before the game, I did have it in the back of my mind. Once you get out there, you completely forget about that and concentrate on the job in hand. But when it was announced, yeah, it was a nice feeling to get there, and hopefully I can push on from here and get a few more hundred.
So it wasn't until Tony Loughlin announced it over the PA system that you actually cemented it in your head that it was the 100th wicket?
Yeah, well, I completely forgot, because like you say, once you're out there, you're just focused on the job you're doing, and I forgot about it, and then obviously announced it, and the lads said all said well done, so it was quite pleasing.
Nice to take wickets as well, because you had to wait your turn at the start of the season. I know you're getting a little bit frustrated. Do you want to play first team cricket?
Yeah, of course. You want to play it as a professional. You want to play every game, and when you get left out, it's frustrating, because you want to be out there taking part. So now that I've got a chance to get a few games, I'm trying to get as many wickets as I can and prolong my stay in the team as long as possible.
Not job done yet, though. Still 9 wickets to get for us this year, but every chance that you could maybe tie this up within 3 days?
I don't think we can look too far ahead. Obviously, we bowled well first innings. If we bowl like that again tomorrow, I think we'll be in a strong position. But they've got some good players, and we've got to respect that, and we've got to come back and work as hard as we did today, and hopefully we'll have something to celebrate.
A little bit of a word on Anthony McGrath as well. 90 for him in the first innings, and he ran in there 4 wickets in that, and then opened the bowling with you.
Yeah, fantastic all around for him. He's lovely with the bat, and he's done great with the ball as well. We all know what he's capable of. It's disappointing to see him left out last match, but now he's back in the team, he's really shown why he's been as successful as he has for as long as he has.
It's important for Yorkshire as a team, isn't it? After 3 draws, I know they were rain affected and frustrating, but it'd be nice to get that first win.
Oh, it would be lovely, yeah. I think more importantly, if we can just get 4 full days of cricket in, then give ourselves the best possible chance, because like you say, it's been frustrating and we haven't really had the opportunity to see a game through in any sense. So if we can get some good weather and play well, then yeah, we've got every chance.
Well played today. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
See you, mate.